popular series, A, B, C, All Because Christ. A, B, C, All Because Christ. That is the Christian life. But quite frankly, guys, that's life in general. I mean, every good and perfect gift comes down from who? From above, from the Father of lights, in whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Every good thing I have comes from God. Every breath I take comes from God. It's all because Christ. But just want to encourage your faith today. Part of being a church is we're to encourage one another. I want you to see who you believed in when you put your faith in Christ. All because Christ. You can do anything. We limit ourselves. We don't think we can recover perhaps from some tragedy in our life, some setback, some hardship, some struggle. I'm going to tell you something. You can do anything with Jesus. You can do, I know that sounds crazy. You can do anything with Jesus Christ. You hearing me? Yes or no? It's flat out. How many thought you were done? It was over. Even they had already written you off. But here you are and you're alive and well and doing fine. Can I see your hand? Amen. In life. Life does that to you, man. All because Christ, you can do anything. You need to think like that. You need to believe like that. You hearing me? Yes or no? Amen. You might say, he's gone crazy. No, I'm not gone crazy. I have a great God. He loved me so much, he gave me his son so I could have everlasting life. He has come to give me life, to give it to me abundantly, a life to the full. Okay? I'm not a name it, claim it, blab it, have it kind of guy. I don't believe you can just say something and just happen. Okay? A lot of churches teach that. But I do think we do limit ourselves. Are you hearing me? Yes or no? I think we limit ourselves. Okay? Now, we can't just go be crazy. I understand that. There's principles. You got to work. Got to be honest. Got to do the right thing. All these good things need to happen. But I'm telling you what, guys. Jesus Christ is incredible. Y'all hearing me or not? All because Christ, I can do anything. Flat out. Praise the Lord. Anything. I can make it. I can build a building with your help. Together. Some crazy building in the worst economy since the Great Depression. We can do it debt free. I know that's crazy. It's nuts. Even I think I'm crazy sometimes for thinking like that. You know what I'm saying? I had hell come against me personally in my own life, you know. A couple of years ago, it looked like I was. How many thought I was done? Can I see your hand? Come on. Come on. You thought I was done. Clark's done. Yeah. Well, some of you say, no way. See, you had more faith. You knew Jesus could do things I didn't know. Christ can absolutely resurrect the dead almost. Amen. He can resurrect the dead. That's for sure. But the fact is, in our lives, he can come back and we can do great things for him, even though when we thought we were done. Amen. Say. Incredible God. All because Christ. See, I've been able to change because of my pain, because of my struggle. I've been able to change. I've been able to see, wow, this God I preached about all these years, he really is real. We got another pastor. You know, pastor, a lot of times you and I preach and we teach and stuff like that. But sometimes it comes back to us, too, that we actually have to get what we've been preaching to everybody else. It comes back to us to believe it. Doesn't it, preacher? Amen? He's a great God. All because Christ. Let me take you through the ABCs. Nothing fancy. This is just me taking my Bible. We'll put it on the screen for you. Here we go. Say that verse with me and get it down good in you. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, or which strengthens me. Do it again. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. One more time to get on your nerves. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Okay? Enough of the negative. Enough of the negative, the story. Oh, we can't believe this happened to me. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Hey, listen, we'll weep with you for a while, but then we got to get moving. Y'all listen, say. Come on. Come on. Let's go. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Say that with me. I can do all things through Jesus Christ. A little simple Bible study. That's all we have in here this morning. Come on. This ain't hard. Because Jesus Christ is, I can. Because Jesus Christ is all the things I'm going to share with you over the next couple of weeks, I can. I just want to encourage your faith. This is who you believe in. Amen? Now look, now if he saved my old sorry tail from hell, that ought to tell me something right there. He can do some major things. Say amen. Say. If he can bring us back from the pits sometimes of despair that we've been in, that should tell us he's a great God and he can do some amazing things. Amen? Come on. He's an incredible God. Let's look at Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, the ABCs, all because Christ. Here we go. Y'all ready for the ride? Oh, you're not going to do the whole alphabet, are you? Yes, I am. First of all, he's the advocate with the Father. What's that mean? My little children, these things write unto you that you sin not. If any man sin, which we do, we have a what? An advocate with the Father. What's his name? The righteous. How good is that? How good is it to have the best attorney that's ever been? Sitting at the right hand of God the Father. And when you sin and screw up and mess up, you've got an advocate with the Father right there that pleads your case and says, I know he's crazy, but he's mine. Amen. Say, isn't that good? Come on, you have an advocate. And here's the cool thing about Jesus Christ being the advocate. The Bible goes on, and we'll see it later. He's also the judge. Now, that's the funny thing. You ever give me a lawyer who then could turn around and go sit on the bench? That's the guy I want. Amen. Did you hear what I said? The guy making the case. And then he turns around. Okay, when Holmes it, and then he's the judge. And he agrees with just what he just said. That's the kind of guy I want. Amen? That's my advocate. Okay? Who can bring any charge against me when I've got him? You listening? Yes or no? I can do all things. Wow. That's just the first one. Whoa! Come on! The Almighty? How many thought you couldn't do something? You just couldn't make it. Can I see your hand? But now how many knows if the Almighty's with you, you just might be able to make it. Let me see one. Mm-hmm. You listening to me? He's the Almighty. I'm the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, says the Lord, which is, which was, and which is to come, the what? Wow. We don't call God Almighty enough. You know what I'm saying? We ought to think like that, that Jesus Christ is almighty. Wouldn't that help your thinking, yes or no? When we face these hard situations, but the Almighty's with me. Now, how does that change your attitude? Say, oh, you don't know what I'm going through, but the Almighty's with you. Amen, yes or no? Yeah, but I got this problem. Wait, but the Almighty's with you. He's almighty. What's that mean? He can do anything. He can help you conquer anything you're going through. Is that true? Yes or no? Is that what I'm talking about today? Have I driven you crazy already this early? Come on. We still in the A's. Do you know how long this is going to take? You were thinking, I'm just going to do one a letter. Oh, no. Say that with me. He's the what? He's the amen and faithful witness, but I'm looking at that first part. He's the what? Come on, say that again. He's the what? One more time. He's the what? Man, can you imagine? Every time you hear somebody say amen now, you ought to think of Jesus. You hear me say amen. I said amen. 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 You ought to think of Jesus. That word amen means so be it. Let it be so. He's that in my life. He's the one when I call to, and I line my will up with his will, and I do the right things. He's the one going, let it be so. Amen? I'm the amen. Hey, you can't get no better than the amen. You can't get no better than the amen, amen in you. Amen. Say. When the amen is amen in me, whoa! I can do all things when the amen is amen in me. That's who I want for me. Amen? This, like I said, this is, and unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things says the who? The amen, the faithful, true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. The church at Laodicea thought they were rich. They were increased with goods. They thought they had everything. And man, they were just so proud of themselves. And Jesus came along and said, let me say something to you. You don't even have a clue what you're talking about. You think you're it. No, I'm it. I'm the amen. Amen? So when you think of amen, now think of Jesus. Are y'all listening to me or not? I have a great God. All because of Christ, I can. If you were looking for 3 points in a poem today, you're not getting it in this message. It's me just taking some scriptures and looking at who Jesus is through the alphabet. Just being childlike. Didn't Jesus tell us to be like little children? Say, this is me learning my ABCs. I think we'd do very well. By the way, these will be on the website for you. You're going to go ahead and give them the whole list. We'll give you A through Z. And why don't you go back to being a child and learn who Christ is in your life? This is incredible. Amen? ABCs, learn. You learn those so you can learn to spell. So you can learn to talk and say words, right? Well, these ABCs are so you can learn to live life. How you can know you can do anything. I'm with you. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Is that what he said? Sure he did. Are you kidding me, Roger? We're still in the A's? He's the angel of the Lord. Now, the Lord has angels, but then there's the angel of the Lord. Sort of strange. Many times in the Old Testament, the angel of the Lord would appear. And I personally believe many of those times that the angel of the Lord appeared, that was Jesus Christ appearing. The angel of the Lord. So, he's above all the angels. He is my Savior, and he's the angel of the Lord. He's the one who loved me, gave his life for me. The angel of the Lord. Isn't that crazy? Somebody says, you believe in angels? Absolutely, I believe in angels. I believe in the angel of the Lord. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, the Lord is with you, thou mighty man of valor. Amen? So he's the angel of the Lord. Wow, we're still in the A's. We might not get out of the A's today. How many knew Jesus was all this? He's incredible, isn't he? And you come up to me asking me if I believe in Jesus. Are you seriously kidding me? Absolutely. Why do I just preach Jesus? Why would I preach anything else? All other roads are dead ends. All other roads will lead you to hell. Every one of them. That's what the Bible teaches. Yeah, but they're good people. But they're not him! You understand? Yes or no? God had one son, him. And everything is in him. Why would I pat something else on the back? That's craziness. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to believe this right here. It's what my Bible teaches. And by the way, I didn't get this from some other book. It's just from the Bible, just verses. He's the anointed. The kings of the earth set themselves. The rulers take counsel together against the Lord, against his anointed. Isn't that funny? And the Bible goes on to say God sits in the heavens and laughs that you're going to come, or some king or some government or somebody's going to come against his son. That's funny right there to God. That's who our faith is in, Jesus Christ. Do you understand? You see why you should honor Jesus? You see why you shouldn't use Jesus' name in vain? Say. You shouldn't say, well, Jesus, when something bad happens. You ought to say Jesus when something good is happening. You ought to say Jesus when something is bad happening, but you get on your knees and ask him for help. That's what you ought to do. Just because you can't see your nail straight and you hit your hand with it, what's that got to do with him? Say. Say. Come on! Your football team didn't win. So you're going to use his name in vain. Have you lost your mind? No, you just didn't know, probably. You just didn't know who he is. You understand? He's more than that little babe in the manger, guys, or the one crucified on the cross. Now, he's all that, and I love that. But he's King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He's amazing. How does this make you feel as a believer today? You're feeling better, say. Does a message like this help you feel better or you're depressed? Say, has this preaching depressed you this morning? It ain't depressed me. I'm feeling pretty good. You know why? Because it's preaching Jesus. Jesus just makes you feel better, guys, when you know him. Amen? And to know him. That the Bible tells us we're to know him. and the power of his resurrection. Is that what the scriptures teach? Absolutely. He's the apostle and the high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus. Now, this is interesting. I'm going to say something ugly and probably tick a couple of you off. I've had many believers over the years almost become followers exclusively of the Apostle Paul. I've even had them correct me and say, yeah, Jesus said that, but Paul said this. And almost putting Paul above Jesus. Are y'all following my train of thought right here or not? I'm going to tell you something right now. I'm going to bank it all day with Jesus. Anything Jesus says, I'm going to put it all on Him. Do you hear me today? Say, if I'm going to give anybody the benefit of the doubt, it's going to be Jesus. You know why? Because He is the apostle of the high priest. And anybody else after Him is a man. Y'all listening or not? Yes or no? All right, just get that straight. Some people make their whole living going around teaching on Paul. Paul, 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 Paul. I love Paul. Paul is the apostle to the Gentiles. He gave us the gospel. Is that right? 13 books in the New Testament. I'm not trying to pick a fight up here this morning, but I want you to try to put your faith in Christ. Are you listening to me? Did I make sense? Thank you. The apostle of the who? And high priest, that's who Jesus is. I mean, He's above everything. He's above everything. And I know there are dispensations and there's teachings, and I know there's Israel and there's the church and all that. But guys, I'll be honest with you, I don't understand it all. So I'm going to bank it all on Him. That sounds simple, doesn't it? Simplistic. Sue me. That's what I'm doing right here. Amen? He's what else? He's the one who wrote it, baby. Amen? And I know, I believe all inspiration, all scriptures given by inspiration of God, and I believe the writings of Paul and all that. I believe it's all God-breathed. Don't get me wrong here this morning. But I'm going to say, if I ever got any benefit of the doubt, I'm going to give that benefit of the doubt to the Lord Jesus. And I'm going to chalk it up to my own ignorance, not knowing something. Amen? Hope I didn't lose you. Looking unto who? Who should I be looking to? Who should I be following? Who should I be talking about? Amen. Looking unto who? Jesus. The author and what? Finisher of our faith. Nobody ever did what He did for me. Amen. And I'm going to quit, Roger. We're getting close. Are we out of the A's yet? He's the author and finisher of our faith. He's the Alpha and He's the Omega. Look at that. He's the beginning and the end. It starts with Jesus, it ends with Jesus. That's a beautiful thing, isn't it? I mean, He was there at the beginning of the creation of God. Sure He was. God said right out of the gate, verse 26, chapter 1, Genesis, let us make man in our image, in our likeness. Jesus was there. Colossians tells us that He created everything, and by Him all things consist, or everything's held together because of Him. Why didn't a star hit my house last night? Because Jesus has got it under control. Why can I live to the ocean like I do? Right by the ocean. And why doesn't it come at night and just swallow me up? Because He tells that tide how far to go and how far it can go. And here's what's going to happen, because I believe I have a creative God, a creator God. Amen? It's Jesus. He's the Alpha and the Omega. He's the beginning and the end. If I put my faith in Him, I'm telling you what, He's going to see me all the way to the end. He ain't a quitter. He's with me. Amen? I'm glad I don't have to keep my own faith. I'll tell you that right now. That's rough. I mean, I'm up and down like a yo-yo. How about you? Thank God somebody's consistent here. Him. Amen? Jesus Christ is. Are we done with the A's, Rods? So I can. Amen? I think that's all we're going to get today. But Q's and Z's are coming, so hang on. And X's. You'll be all right. It'll move faster. But just a couple of weeks is all it's going to take us to talk about Jesus. There was a man. I don't even know if I can sing this. I'm going to try just to sing just a smidgen of it. It just hit me, and I'm going to do it. There's a man, and Bob, when we went to Tennessee Temple years ago, there was a, before you ever got there, buddy, there was an old man that used to write songs. And I can't remember his name. I'm forgetting his name right now. But he wrote this song. Maybe you can help me. The song is called No One Ever Cared For Me Like Jesus. Who wrote that song? You don't know. Okay. I met the man, old man. But the story behind this little song, I'm going to sing a little, this piece of it, is that he was engaged to get married. And he loved this young girl. And because of some illness he got, she decided not to marry him. Which that happens, right? But he loved her with all his heart. And he wrote this song and became a fine preacher of the gospel years later, and he wrote songs. I wish I could remember his name. But anyway, here's how the song goes. I would love to tell you what I think of Jesus. Since I found in him a friend so strong and true. He did something that no other friend could do. Here's how the song goes. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. There's no other friend so kind as he. No one else could take the sin and darkness from me. Oh, how much he cares for me. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. There's no other friend so kind as he. No one else could take the sin and darkness from me. Oh, how much he cares for me. All because Christ. Amen. It's all about Jesus. Y'all hearing me today? Say, I hope that you'll get inside that capsule and shut the lid. It's me and Jesus, baby. Had an old-time preacher, Dr. Lindo, Pastor Metz, told me years ago that he doubted Jesus. He doubted God. He was starting to get to a place in his life like maybe pastors do sometimes, guys. And he was struggling. And he took an old Jeep and went out to the Palmettos down here in Fort Myers, Florida. And took that old Jeep and rode out into the Palmettos, just out into this brush, into the stick. And he said, me and Jesus had a talk. And he said, that day, I banked it all on Jesus. This book, I'm going to preach it as true. My faith, I'm going to believe it's true. And I'm never going to doubt again. I'm going to preach this book till hell freezes over. And that's what I want you to do. I'm asking you to get inside that capsule. Take that ride out into the woods. Bank it all on Jesus Christ. Are you hearing me today? Am I making sense to you today? Am I talking like a crazy man? That's what this is all about. All because Christ. I can. Amen. Stand with me, would you? Come on. Thank you much. Appreciate you listening today.